open it so they don't hear that.
What's up, guys?
Gotta hear it.
How do you say that beer?
He said Straub.
Straub. I've always thought it was Straub, but Drew corrected me.
I don't know.
It's made where Chuck's from.
Yeah.
It's Chuck DeLulo's brewery. Is that what you're saying?
No, but it's in his hometown.
Okay. So we're here with Ryan Sipes. Ryan, first TKO. Any first impressions?
Or last impressions.
Yeah. I actually had fun. So I did Battle of the Goats 2 weeks ago. I did not have fun.
Really?
Not any at all. Okay. So this one, and maybe it's just because I've done one and now, you know, doing another one. But I actually had fun. I rode better than – I made it up some stuff I didn't think I could make it up. And I did some stuff that was like, hey, I just did it like the good guys. That was cool.
Yeah.
So
you're learning.
I think I'm learning. I feel like I'm getting better.
It seems like you're a quick learner, so –
So I'm a visual learner. Like, you can tell me all day, but I can watch somebody and learn it and
just imitate.
You know, yeah, it's so. And I think that's. I'm thankful that I'm that way because with all the different stuff that I race, a lot of times I'll think I'm practicing it at home. I think I'm practicing hard enduro until I come to a race and go, "What was I was?
That wasn't
even,
hard enduro.
That wasn't even close." So when I get here, I can watch these guys and be like, "Oh yeah, so they're waiting it here," you know. Doing this, taking that line, whatever.
So who were some of the guys that you watched that kind of showed you the way?
So I've watched a ton. I've ridden with Cody a couple times and watched a ton of videos. He's different, though. He's not really human. Like
right.
Him and Max or him and Tristan don't – you can't learn as much from them. But, like, Benji Herrera, Max Gersten, those guys, I can learn from them because they – They do it like me, or they're human like me.
Their body position is pronounced, where mm-hmm. Cody and Tristan, it just seems like they just get traction no matter
yeah.
what.
I know, yeah, and they're doing the right things. You just can't really tell.
Yeah,
it.
You can't see it. Yeah. Okay, so as far as hard enduros go, tell us how you did in each race today. Obviously, it started with a hot lap. You did pretty well in the hot lap, didn't you?
I think I was 13th.
So solid.
I really blew it. I lost probably 30 seconds on the hill after you come down the waterfall. I tried the main line. I lost traction, and I had to push across to the right and come back up. So if I'd have made that, probably would have done a little bit better, but I was okay with that. And then the race one was actually pretty cool. It wore me out because there was those super long hills that you're fighting it the whole way.
Yeah.
But I thought I did okay. I got 12th.
And then
like
after
that.
Those, there I think there were like three or four really hard sections. But in between, the dirt was good. Mm-hmm. I bet you were ripping.
I was trying to because that's the only place I can make up time. So I was trying to, you know, charge those sections. And then I learned a lot at Battle of the Goats about stopping and resting before the gnarly sections.
Right.
Or if you get, you know, you get winded and you get wore out. Just take a little breather because then that'll help you make the next section instead of getting stuck on it and pushing again and getting more wore out. So I tried to utilize that quite a bit today. In the first race, I was stopping for, you know, 5, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, breathe a little bit, and then go. And I think I did okay, which it wasn't super hard. But the second race, I was stopping for minutes and a lot. So because, I mean, it made sense in my head. I'm coming up on the second race, had way gnarlier sections.
Right.
And I'm already smoked. I'm about to go up this super gnarly rock waterfall or hill or whatever. If I rest here, I might make it. If I don't rest, I'm stuck again. And
yeah,
I'm,
and
you
then
know,
you're just
I'm
wasting
blowing
more
up.
Time.
So, yeah,
and that's not something you can do in Supercross or in GNCC or
yeah.
ISDE or anything.
It was so foreign to me at Battle of the Goats. Like, I never stopped once, and then I got so wore out pushing up this hill. I got to the top, I'm cramping, I'm, like, feeling sick, and I was sitting there, and they're like, just rest a little bit and keep going. And I was like, no, I feel terrible, I'm done, and I went back. And then I felt okay.
Then you
later.
Realize you,
so,
you live.
All right. Now I have to like plan these stops every once in a while to help me to go further in the race, you know.
Okay, so what is next in the Ryan Sipes racing saga?
So I got supposed to do a flat track in 2 weeks. Okay. And then
where's that?
That's in Illinois, Springfield, Illinois.
Sick.
So it was supposed to be a TT, which that's kind of my specialty, but they changed it to a short track. I don't know if I'll go or not. I'll probably get smoked, but at the same time, I got smoked here. I don't really care. If I go there and I get better and I learn and I at least hold my own.
What bike would you ride in a short track?
It's a 450, but it's lower
KTM.
Down. Yeah, KTM 450s, lower down. It's like 4 inches in the front and a couple inches in the rear, and then you have 19-inch wheels or rims on both front and rear wheel.
Okay.
And then flat track tires.
No gummy tires?
No, I don't think that'd work out there. Gummy tires don't work for anything but hard enduro.
They are a necessity, though, at the Trials Training Center, anywhere in Tennessee, for that matter.
Yeah. I was running low on tires. I knew I had two races coming up, and I'm like, I called Dunlop. They're like, no, we don't have any. We won't get them until after TKO. So I'm like, oh, I'll put my regular 81 on, and you can go anywhere.
Doesn't work.
You can go anywhere. Right. It was dumb.
Okay. All right, so we were talking earlier. I think what hard enduro needs is a little Travis Pastrana Nitro Circus. Can we hook that up?
I've been trying to get Travis to race everything, and he's pretty picky now because
he can
said,
imagine.
The last thing I invited him to do was the Vet Motocross the Nations. I got invited, and the guy said, "Can you get Travis and K-Dub?"
Y'all were in Costa Rica. Team Costa Rica?
No, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Sorry.
Yeah, we did the real donations.
Sorry, Puerto Rico.
Now they want us to do the vet one, but I asked Travis, and he goes, man, every time I go to the race, I still think I'm awesome, and I'm not awesome anymore, and I'm so beat up. But I almost guarantee he won't come do one of these. He did Erzberg.
Yeah.
And he's not coming to do one of these. But
okay.
My next mission is to get him to do a hill climb on a nitro bike. On a 1200 nitro
bike. That would
bike.
Be entertaining.
I mean, it's Nitro Circus, Nitro, yeah.
It makes sense.
All right, so you've done a lot of stuff. What's your favorite discipline, and what do you think you can get better at?
I can get better at all of them.
Obviously.
But the favorite is probably Sprint Enduro / ISDE.
Gotcha.
Just that format is super fun for me.
Similar to motocross, supercross?
Yeah, kind of, but... Like, a grass track is probably the most fun thing you can do, to me.
What did you think of the pinwheel? Did you rip it? Did you get any hole shots and pass anyone out there?
Yeah, and I pulled 10 seconds on Benji in that.
But, I think I might have seen him go by you in the creek.
Oh, yeah, it didn't help because we got to the creek, and then I sucked, and he went by me. But yeah, and I can definitely get better at this. I can get better at flat track. Really all of them, but those are the two that are most foreign to me as far as this one, because I've never pushed my bike so much. I've never pushed my bike ever on a motocross track or a super
true
ride.
That.
Never. So I actually pushed my bike for 2 weeks leading up to this because at Battle of the Goats, that's what smoked me, pushing my bike. So, and there's not really a better workout than pushing your bike up a hill. I'd go ride, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever, and then go to the bottom of the hill and push it up it three or four times. And it was terrible, but I don't know, maybe it made me better, hopefully.
Wow. That's some secret training tips from Ryan Sipes for hard enduro.
I think that's what Chuck does.
Well, so I've ridden with Chuck in PA, and every hill he's like, I'm just going to go to the top. I'm like, I can't make it to the top. He's like, we're going to push our bikes to the top, and that's what he does. So, all right, so I think Will talked about what's next for you. Who do you want to thank, and who got you here?
Yeah, well, really, first, everybody here has been so cool, and at Battle of the Goats, like, it's like you guys just act like I'm one of the guys, and that's pretty cool, because I'm not. I'm that crazy dude that, race motocross or whatever, so that's really cool. The fans have been cool. KTM helped me a ton, let me pit under their rig, helped me with tires and stuff. Red Bull, obviously, they do everything for me.
Well, they've stepped up big for this race. I mean, we talked earlier about how many, like 27 filmers. We had 3 cable cameras, and Blake said some of those cameras cost more than maybe not your motorcycle, but my motorcycle.
Yeah, though those cameras are legit. Yeah. So yeah, they're doing it right. They need events right now because everything's canceled. So it's yeah, really cool that they come here and they're gonna make this one. It's on Network Fox. Like, that's super cool. That's big time.
I told you earlier as we walked up here, I think that could be a good step forward for the sport, especially in the U.S. I mean, I know, you know, in the European countries, they get a lot of coverage, but hopefully it'll build it up for us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's good. But, yeah, all my sponsors, Liat, everybody that, you know, allows me. I'll tell you a funny story. 2018, from 14 to 17, I did GNCCs. And a couple national enduros, sprint enduros, all that. And then in 2017, I did a 125 dream race. Colorado or whatever, between a GNCC. I was having a rough year in GNCC, and my team owner at the time said, yeah, go do that. It'll be fun. That's what you need. You need to go have some fun. So go do this race, and the amount of, like, media exposure I got from a simple four-lap 125 race. It was super easy. It was just nothing but fun. It wasn't hard. It was just fun. And so that got me thinking, that's what the ride everything, that's where that came from. What if I just go out instead of getting, you know, having 60% of the GNCC crowd like me or pay attention to me or whatever, what if I had 20% of six different disciplines? It's a whole lot more.
Did you ever think it would get where it is now?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, I know you never wanted to do TKO because I met you here. We rode here, and you said, I will never race this race. And we rode, and it was dry. Yeah. And you were like, no, I'm still not going to do it.
Yeah, I lied. I came and did it. But so what my funny story is so after that, I decided to do this, and I called all my sponsors, and I'm like, so here's what I'm going to do next year. This is what I want to do. I'm going to do all these different things. And most of them were like, so you can't win a championship. Yeah, technically, yeah, I can't win a championship. But think about it. I'll be doing all these different things. And most of them were like, okay, whatever. We'll help you out one more year. You know, we'll see how it goes. And then it turned into this. So it's pretty cool, like, kind of a crazy idea, but it's turned into, was obviously with the help of Red Bull, they took it to another level.
Well, and you moved the needle enough that the sponsor saw some positive results, correct? Or some, it was worthwhile to do it again.
Yeah, I think so. Just because that didn't hurt, but think about it. The people that pay attention to that might buy a product because I use it because I won that race is National Enduro, GNCC. That's it.
Yeah, true.
Motocross don't care.
Yeah,
they don't even know what that race is. But now that I go do a Supercross, now those guys are paying attention to this race because...
Oh, very true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like cross-pollination.
Yeah.
So now if I have a few people from each kind of discipline paying attention to what I do, it's helping me, my sponsors, the other sports.
And it's helping everybody. Us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we kind of set out to do when Will created this, was grow the sport in the U.S. And I think we're on the right direction. Having you here didn't hurt. Having Red Bull here definitely didn't hurt.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is cool. This is growing a lot. So I think it's a pretty cool deal.
Well, Ryan, thank you for the time, man. We appreciate it. I know you're headed back to Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. We'll head home tonight and go see the kiddos and – yeah, it'd be good.
Well, I've seen the son ripping on the, Osit? What's he got now?
He's got too many bikes. He's got a...
Oh, really? Who's got more bikes? You or Jack?
It's about a tie right now.
Really?
And I got a lot of bikes. So he's got the Osit trials bike. It's a 16-inch or something like that. And he does, like, trials, and he even motos it. He's got a Stasic. He's got a Cobra 50.
Ooh.
He's got... Yeah, bicycles out, you know, he's five.
So do you see yourself being a mini dad in the future? Like, if he wants to go that route, are you going? Did you do Loretta's and all that? I'm sorry if I don't know the history.
Yeah, I did Loretta's from when I was, my first year was 92. I was 7 years old. And I did it every year till 04. Besides, I think 1 year I didn't make it. A bike broke or something. But I don't know. If he wants to, like, I took him to Loretta's this year, and on the way home or pulling out of that place, he's like, "Hey, Daddy, next year can I bring my Cobra?"
Oh, well, here we go.
Well, buddy, you kind of have to qualify. And so now he's pretty dead set. He wants to qualify for Loretta. So he's riding a lot. I don't want to take it too serious with him until he's older. Like the 50s.
Don't want to burn him out.
I don't care
age.
About 50s.
Yep.
You can win a bunch of 50 titles. I know a lot of guys that did, and they
never made anything.
Yeah, they did nothing. So I don't care if now if he – I want him to ride and practice, and if he wants to race, cool. It's harder for me to race and him to race.
Absolutely.
It wears me out more taking him to a race than it does me going and racing. Like, it's hard. But if he wants to do that and he wants to take it serious when he's on 60s, and, you know, maybe we'll go for it, which hopefully by that time I'm done racing. Not hopefully, but I said 2 years ago I want to race 2 more years.
Here we are.
Here we are.
At
now
TKO
I want to race.
Where you said you'd never.
Now
do
I
it.
Want to race 2 more years. So, but I'll be almost 38 then. So, yeah.
Oh, well, coming from 2 40-year-olds.
I've been. I turned pro 16 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still walking pretty good.
I'm okay. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This year got taken from me with the COVID
thing.
Oh man. Like
from all of us.
I didn't. Yeah. Well, it probably let me race 2 more years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, exciting news. Maybe you'll be a mini dad one day. But yeah. Until then, we're glad you're here. So.
Hey, I'll tell you a funny story.
Here we go. We got another funny story. Let's hear it.
I took him riding at my mom and dad's, which is where all my tracks are. Motocross, straight rhythm, GNCC trails, all my hard enduro stuff, flat track, everything's there. And he rode the motocross track. And it's all in one area. So when we loaded his bike up and we're heading home, we passed the straight rhythm, and he was fired up because he rode good that day, and he was battling with his little buddy, and we passed the straight rhythm and the flat track, and he said, "Daddy, can we ride that tomorrow? I want to ride straight rhythm and flat track tomorrow." And we went another 10 seconds, and he said, "Can we build me a hard enduro course for him?" And I'm like, "All right, bub, yeah, you can be the little general. That's fine. You can do whatever. I don't know how much hard enduro you could do on a Cobra, but – whatever."
Hey, and I was going to say, you got to buy a trials bike.
His hero is Tony Bow.
Dude, all of our heroes is Tony Bow.
Like, when I showed him that, he goes, "What? How'd he do that?" And he just watches it all the time. So, and that's cool. Like, if he's into it and learning, huh? Yeah.
So, all right, man. Well, hey, congratulations. You got farther than I thought you would. Proud of you.
Well, thanks. You didn't have much faith in me.
No, I did. Well, Battle of the Goats. Like, yeah. I was still out at Battle of the Goats, and you and your brother Pooh showed up on the hill and pulled myself and Brian Mako up. So I appreciate the help. And
yeah.
You're learning. As you said, each race, you're getting better.
I think I'm getting better. So that's good.
All right, man. Thanks for the time, Ryan.
No problem.